Tell us about this clairvoyant animal that you have at the park. How did this all begin, and what is the prediction from Princess?
It began, I don't know, 8 years ago probably. A radio station had up this way had asked if we had an animal that would be able to, pick a game against their disc jockeys, for fun. And so Princess, loving graham crackers, I thought this was a great idea. She loves graham crackers, so what we did was we wrote the names of, pick one game, and wrote the name in each palm of a team, and then covered it with a graham cracker. And, this is really scientific. And as she came to us, whatever cracker she picked first was her pick for that game. We've been doing it during the season. We pick one game a week from a local team up this way. And then, of course, we go through the playoffs and to the Super Bowl.
And tell me about your Super Bowl pick today.
Okay, well, she it was a hard choice because I guess maybe the coaches look a little similar because they're brothers, but she went with the Baltimore Ravens.
That's amazing. And we don't have any kind of point spreads or anything. We don't go that far, do we?
We don't go that far, no.
Now, you said, go ahead.
All season long, there was, when Sandy the Hurricane hit, there was a time when, the three-week period of time where everything was pretty nuts around up here and stuff, and I'm sure you guys were involved in that. So we didn't do those picks. So we're three picks short this year. But so she's 11 and 6 so far this year.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah. It's not one of her best years, but she's pretty good. She's had years when she picked 17 out of 20 right, she's amazing sometimes. It's just one graham cracker in each hand, though, covering the name of the teams. That's so she can't read the names.
Are camels known for any of their abilities like this, John?
I don't know. She seems to be one of a kind, I think. And, as far as Super Bowls, she's picked 7 right and has only been wrong once. And that was because Indianapolis fell for that onside kick by the Saints a couple of years ago.
Will she be sporting any purple now that she's picked the Ravens?
We might put a little purple ribbon on her when she's outside, yeah. Showing her support.
Tell me what type of camel she is.
She's a Bactrian camel.
And to the non-zoo person, what does that mean?
She's not the type that you normally see in northern Africa, the one-hump camel. She's from the colder climates. That's why, she's got a pretty good, coat on her for the winter. But she's from the colder climates, like Mongolia and stuff, and she has two humps.
And how old is she?
She's 26 years old now.
In her predictions in the past, John, has she favored any teams? I thought I saw something mentioned about her liking Rex Ryan.
Yeah, she likes to make fun of Rex Ryan. being in the tri-state area, we pick during the week. We pick the a Jet game or a Giant game. We used to pick the Eagle games because they're in a tri-state area here. But the Eagles decided to employ Mr. Vic, who's well known in the dog world. So we decided not to pick any more of her Eagle games. So we've been staying with the Jets and Giants, and of course Rex Ryan is an easy guy to make fun of, and she sort of likes to do that.
Does she get any goading at all from you guys, or are you being neutral and just standing there?
It's hard. I'm a Giant fan, so it's very hard when she's picking Giant games, because if she picks against them, I've got to kind of, I'm rooting for her, but I want my Giants to win. But she makes her own picks, and we just kind of go with the flow.
Any Ravens fans there in Giant territory at the zoo?
Oh, surprisingly, yes. A couple of them, and a couple close friends of mine who are Baltimore fans. So they're all on her side this week.